Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of air, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Oh, beautiful for spacious sky, amber waves gleam, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruiting plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood and seeing the shining sun.
Perfect way to start the show. That was a good one. Hey guys, another Thursday.
Hello.
Another show with a lot of Elvis music. I think I'm ready. You never can be sure, you know. You never can be. I've been busy this week getting everything packed up as best I could. I've got everything packed except for going around the living room, taking all the pictures and shelves down that I want to take with me, and under the sink. Tackling under the sink is scary. But I figure it's my opportunity to throw a lot of things away. You know, I've taken out 3 more garbage bags of stuff in the past 2 days. So I'm getting a lot better. I'll have a lot less to unpack than I did to pack. I don't even have to look at it now. It's in the trash. So that's kind of cool. I do have somebody to help my brother-in-law and I pack up on that Thursday before I leave. And I've been going around wondering, who am I going to get? Who am I going to get? Because I didn't know anybody here anymore. So I thought, oh, what the heck? I asked my neighbor across the driveway. He moved in about 3 months ago, and he said, sure, I'll help. Okay, great. He goes, I would have even driven you to Georgia if you'd asked me. I said, oh, yeah? Well, okay, too late now. I got Mike coming down. I already paid for the airfare, so that's how that's going to roll. But, yeah, that would have been kind of sweet because he could have helped us unload as well. But you know, that's just how it rolls. You can't take every contingency under consideration because some things just won't occur to you, you know. He says he likes cross-country trips, and it's like, well, you know, I got to thinking, I got Mike here, he could come with us, I guess, be 3 people, but that's all right. Oh, well, I'll just hire somebody when I get there. It'll be cheaper.
Be careful who you have.
Well, the thing is that it's going to be one day, and it's going to be a local. I'm just going to tell U-Haul when I rent the truck, I'm just going to tell them, you got to get hold of U-Haul people in Milledgeville because I need one person for one day to help us unload the truck.
Right.
And you pay for that, of course, but okay, what the heck? You know, this moving is an expensive proposition.
I know. Tell me.
It really is. It drives you nuts. It drives you nuts. And I've been sitting here going through. I was going to play Gwen's request, and I've been sitting here going through, and I think I forgot to put it in the computer. Well, I put it in my computer. I forgot to put it in my studio. But, you know, that's nothing new. I tend to do that a lot. But I'm going to check. I know. It's like my brain can only handle so much, and when it's on overflow, too bad, so sad. That's just it. Some things just fall out. Oh, but let me go down. I'm going to go down and check another place and see. Oh, Steamroller Blues. We got to play that. Not right now, but we got to play that. Maybe today. There it is. I found it. It was in a different place. That's become a favorite trick of mine, too. Label it funny and have it show up somewhere else.
Okay.
What? You know. Yes, exactly. Like you put the in front of it instead of just putting the title of the song. That it tends to muck you up for sure. Okay. I'm going to start with Gwen's request. And she gave me two requests, and I may have gotten the days mixed up, Gwen, but please forgive me. Whatever one I'm not playing today, I'll play Saturday. That's just how my brain's rolling right now. I apologize, but that's the way it is. I'm not much I can do about it except scoop it out and refry it and put it back in. But I don't have time for that. All right. Her request is by Fabian. And I got to say something. I listened to this song, and somehow he's just not as good as he was when I was young. He just isn't. He was a cutie pie. He really was. He was good looking. But I don't know. His singing just doesn't impress me like it did when I was a teenager. But that's all right. Doesn't matter. I still like the songs that he did. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. He was popular for a long time.
He was, yes. And I think a lot of that was his good looks.
Possibly.
He wasn't, I don't think he was real long on musical acumen. But, yeah, he was real popular. He made his money. He did some TV shows and stuff. I saw him on I Love Lucy once about Split a Gut. He can act. No, I'm not going to say it. Anyway, I was weighing a comment whether or not, and I'm not. So this is Fabian doing a song that we all know, Turn Me Loose.
Turn me loose.
So he wants to be loose and fancy free.
Well, yeah, but I've not heard that song before. And
really?
No.
Oh,
that started
well,
a sexy song, but it's not.
I
so.
Used to hear it all the time when I was a teenager. I heard it all the time. It was always on the radio.
Hmm.
But, you know, the Pacific Northwest is a different, it's a different bag of eggs. So you got to take that into account. We heard some stuff up there that the rest of the country didn't hear very much or at all. And the rest of the country heard things that we never got to hear, you know. So that's okay. It just depends on where you were. Maybe what you were doing. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Maybe you don't want to remember what you were doing. Something you don't want known. I was too good to feel that way. Man.
Listen, if y'all are hearing a chirping sound, my fire alarm has gone out because it needs a new battery. Well,
oh.
I can't reach. When my son installed that, he put it up way too high, and there's no way I can reach it even on my little short ladder. So he was going to come out today and fix it for me, put a new battery in it, but he called prior to me calling the show, and he's not going to be able to make it. So, do you hear that chirping?
I do. I do. That's going to drive
well,
you nuts because pretty soon
oh, it's
going to be a solid high tone.
Any time that they go out, why do they have to go out in the middle of the night?
To wake you up. Didn't you know that?
They
go to alarms. They go to alarm school to learn that.
Evidently so. But anyway, I'm going to... call the fire department after I get off the show and see if they'll run by here and fix it for me.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. Now, see me, I got my steppy stool, and I've got an 8-foot-high ceiling in the hallway where the alarm was, and I just got up on my step stool, and I unscrewed that sucker from the wall and took it down. I said, forget this. I am not messing with this anymore. This place is so small that a smoke alarm is not going to help. So I just don't even have an alarm in here. I'll make sure I have one in the new house because it's much bigger. But while I was here, I didn't worry about it. So, yeah. But see, whenever the battery went out in this one, it gave a loud, high-pitched squeal that did not quit.
Oh, no. Mine's about every 3 or 4.
Oh, but. Man. This would drive you absolutely over the edge. And about the third time it happened, I said, okay, that's enough. Batteries are supposed to last for a couple years in these things. This one's not happening that way. I'm done. And so I just knocked it off the wall.
Well,
it's dead. It's dead now. I threw it away.
I can't take much more of it. So, if they can't show up today, it's coming down.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's just that tone is just way too much. Way too much.
Oh,
that tone will send you in a panic more than a fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The next song you play, I'm gonna get up and close the door. Maybe it won't be so bad.
Okay. All right. Maybe it'll... Or just take... Oh, you can't reach it.
Mm.
Take a broom and knock it off the wall.
Well...
Then you can take
I
the battery out
too.
Of it. Then you can take the battery out of it and your son would have to come put it back up again. And but that would be good. You wouldn't have that beep, beep, beep all the time.
Oh,
you have
horrible.
Choices,
have
darling.
To. Well, I have 3 in here in the house, so I could do without this one, I guess.
Well, yeah, at least until it could be re-batteried and rehung. But until then, take a broom handle and knock it off the wall. Booey on
okay.
it.
All right.
I'll
well,
teach you,
if you come
you
back
stupid
after
little
the next
machine.
Song, you'll know I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play. John sent me Roustabout. From the NOV station, take 10 and 12. or 10 through 12, actually, 10, 11, and 12. And that's 4.5 minutes long, so you can, you got time to do something anyway, and if you're not back, I'll know what's going on, and you're fine.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. So here it is, Roustabout, take 10 through 12.
LOV, take 10.
I'm just a roustabout, shifting from town to town. No job can hold me down, I'm just a knock-around guy. There's a lot of space beneath that sky. Till I find my place, there's no doubt, I'll be a roving roustabout. Call me the carefree kind. I wander with the breeze. My mind and heart at ease, doing what pleases me best. Gotta keep a moving east or west.
East or west, east or west.
Till I find my place, there's no doubt.
No doubt.
I'll be a roving roustabout. Even if a pretty girl should catch my eye, I'll give her a quick hello and do it.
Here we go. NOE, take 11.
That's it. I'm just a roustabout, shifting from town to town. No job can hold me down, I'm just a knock-around guy. There's a lot of space beneath that sky. Till I find my place, there's no doubt, I'll be a roving roustabout. Call me the carefree kind. I wander with the breeze. My mind and heart at ease, doing what pleases me best.
He's so bad.
Almost.
This is the kind of song you've got to live with forever.
That's why Bill didn't come down today.
He's a coward.
He said you... Oh, good. Gosh.
NOV, take 12.
I'm just a roustabout, shifting from town to town. No job can hold me down, I'm just a knock-around guy. There's a lot of space beneath that sky. Till I find my place, there's no doubt, I'll be a roving roustabout. Call me the carefree kind. I wander with the breeze. My mind and heart at ease, doing what pleases me best. Gotta keep them moving east or west.
East or west, east or west.
Till I find my place, there's no doubt.
No doubt.
I'll be a roving roustabout. Even if a pretty girl should catch my
eye,
I'll give her a quick hello and a fast goodbye. I'll go the way I want, drifting just like the sand, doing what job I can, changing my plans as I choose. Long as I keep happy, I can't lose.
Can't lose.
Till I find my place, there's no doubt, I'll be a roving roustabout. 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 I'll be a roving roustabout.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, she got to the end of that one. Well, did you make it, Sue?
I made it.
Oh, good.
I hope that helps, because I don't hear it.
Oh, well, there you go. You're going to be insane if you don't get that to quit beeping at you. It's going to drive you right up over the edge.
The fire department's not too far from me. That they won't mind.
Okay. Well, and with things like that, they're usually pretty helpful. So that'll be a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a good thing. I'm going to play another Elvis song just because I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew you guys just wouldn't like that. But that's okay. I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, I got through all of this gobbledygook up there. There we go. There we are. John sent this to me this morning, and it's like you listen to this, and of course it's an Elvis song, so hey, you know, you take that into consideration. But you start listening to this, and you go, oh, baby, be a fool, be a fool, be a fool. It's like you're talking to a recording. No, he can't hear you. He can't hear you, you know. So, anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. Made me laugh. This is Fool's Rush In, take 5 and 6.
Okay, here we go.
Fools rush in where angels strew the trail.
Don't sound like it did either. Okay.
Okay, we're rolling. That's B6.
Where angels should tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Oh, I see the danger there. If there's a chance for me, and I don't care. Where wise men never go, wise men never fall in love, so how I better know. When we met, I felt my life begin, so open up your heart and let this fool rush in. So how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
I mean, you listen to that song, and you hope you never meet a wise man. Fools are more fun. What can I say? Hey, okay.
You figured that one out, huh? That's
hey,
cool.
Yeah, it didn't take long. Yeah, it didn't take long. Fooey on the wise man. They never fall in love. What do you want a wise man for? My gosh, that would be so boring. Anyway, you know what I'm going to play next? I'm going to play Sue's Request. Well, one of them. I mean, I couldn't really figure out which day you wanted which one, and I thought, oh, what the heck? One's an Elvis song, so what the heck? You know, it's one I would have played anyway. So
okay.
That counts. That's fine. But the other one, the Celine Dion Barbra Streisand duet, I've heard that
mm-hmm.
song before and fell in love with it. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And the whole bottom line is, if you love somebody, don't keep it to yourself. You got to tell him, because he can't read your mind. And he can't feel what your heart feels. So you got to use your words and tell him. You know, if you can't bring yourself to say, I love you, then find other ways to tell him. Yeah, there's other words, but you got to tell him. This song is right. You got to take that chance, and you got to tell him. It could come out really, really good, you know? So here's a song that Sue's Request, Celine Dion, and Barbra Streisand, a song called Tell Him.
You feel inside.
Beautiful song and some great advice. Never leave it unsaid, because you might only get one chance. You don't want to lose that chance. So always tell him. Okay, I had my bit.
Thank you
when you're listening to that song, if you let yourself get dragged into that song, which I always do, it just makes you want to cry, but not necessarily from sadness. You know what I mean?
Right.
It just grabs you, and that's a good song. That's a totally good song. I'm gonna play one now that yeah, I have it on the list for myself because I love this. I love this song. Well, yeah, it's a favorite of more than just myself. So this is, and we've all heard it many times because I've played it many times, but you do that with songs that become favorites. This is Charles Aznavour, G.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I'll care for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears, and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she. She.
You know, when we lost him, the world lost a treasure. He did, like, what was it, 90-some songs that he wrote and performed. And he, what was it, one or 2 years ago, I forget exactly, but yeah, he was 90-something. He had a good long life, but boy, he could really write and sing the songs. It was fantastic. I loved that guy. Anyway, that song, you put those two songs together, and it kind of puts you in a mellow, just a really mellow, loving mood, doesn't it? Okay, let's shake that up. We need to shake that up. up, 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 up. No, I'm not reciting the alphabet at this point. I know where I'm going for a change. Oh, here we are. Here we are. Elvis, I was born about 10,000 years ago. The master take one. John sent this to me this morning. So here we go.
No, I don't have to be strict to country. You know, I
saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark. And I crawled in the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and dance with the lion's tail. And I crossed over Canaan on a log. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Yeah, ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark. And I crawled through the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and Daniel twist the lion's tail. And I crossed over Canaan all along. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Yeah, I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, haven't you? I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so.
All right, that did it. Sure, why not? We like that.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, rocking that gets you up and jumping. What, honey?
Rock and roll.
Oh, yes. Rock and roll. See, you got to say it that way. You got to put some guts in it, girl. Put some guts in it. Oh, my Lord. I'd love to see my mama's face when she laughs at me over that one. Wouldn't that be cool? Oh. right. I'm going to do another Elvis song just because I can, just because I have it. This is Elvis doing, and this is from Palm Springs in 74. Let Me Be the One.
1974 with Voice in his Palm Springs home. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the world premiere of Elvis and Voice. Let Me Be the One.
Fairy tales mustn't be, they can have to be, if you're young and hard, you're young and hard. Honey, we don't know fairy fucking tales, yeah? Son and Danny, your long ass road. Let's do that one time.
Up like that, and he does real stuff, you know, real stuff. I think that's so hilarious. I love that stuff. It's fantastic. I'm going to do something that he gave me. Come here. Come here. Where are you? Oh, you got to get down where it is, you ding-a-ling. Gee-many Christmas. There it is. This, if I remember correctly, I kind of wrote it down. The Eurovision competition that they have over there. This song, I believe it was 1960. It's called Are You Sure by the Allisons. That one, it just kind of bops right along, doesn't it? That's good. That's really good. Yes, and to go with that, I'm going to play these two together. Just because. Well, I'll read something that'll tell you why. But I got to get down there. Come on. I got a lot of songs in this stupid. Maybe. It's another one of those, yeah. Okay, how did I label this? Well, ding-a-ling. Maybe I forgot the second half because I know I downloaded it. I'll have to look for it. At any rate, there's another song that if I can find it, I'm going to play it. Criminally, Jenny. It's by Brian Johnson. Now, he is the brother and brother-in-law of the Allisons that just did Are You Sure? And it won in 1961, I believe it was. So he's just kind of emulating, following in footsteps, as it were. But it's kind of cool, you know? It's kind of cool. The Allisons won it 1 year, and then Brian Johnson won it the next year. It was really, you know, keep it all in the family kind of a thing, you know. So I think it's great. But if I can find it, I'll play it. In the meantime, let's do an Elvis song or two. Let's go right up here and pray that I put this sucker in. I'm down to praying I got them all the way into the studio. Okay, here it is. John sent this as well. Golden coins, take 3 and 4.
2 of 7, 5.
Got it.
Say you're mine, then ask me what you will.
One more, please.
Yep, yep.
2076.
1, 2, 3, 4. Say you're mine, then ask me what you will. All your dreams, my darling, I've fulfilled. Golden coins I will bring to you, silver trinkets and rubies too. In return, dear, I'm begging you for the pleasures of love. I'll bring gifts like you never saw, priceless garments that you'll adore, Persian rugs to enhance your floor. For the pleasure of love, darling, choose anything you please. Rich brocade, all woven tapestries. In exchange, I plead on my knees. For the pleasures of love. Golden coins I'll place at your feet, precious jewels to make life complete. All my treasures are yours, my sweet, for the pleasures of love.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Hey, at least he's willing to pay for it, right? Oh, Lord, I have no idea where that came from, but that's basically what he's doing. I'll give you anything, honey, for the pleasures of love. I'll give you golden coins. I'll give you tapestries. I'll give you... Hey, that tapestry would work good on the floor. One of those nice, thick Turkish tapestries. You got, okay, never mind. And
hey,
something to go
run.
Ever, huh?
You ever think he went to the house of the rising sun?
Hmm. Well, he named his horse that, Rising Sun.
Right.
Is that a clue? I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I just, he might have thought about it. But he would have had too much class to go to a joint like that. He would have picked a high class joint.
Well,
you know
how boys are, men are, you know.
Well, that's true. Before he was famous, he could have done anything and nobody would have known or cared.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
True.
Hmm.
He was on the road a lot, too.
There's a question for Q&A. Interesting. Be prepared. Be prepared. All right. Here's another one that goes right with the golden coins. Here's Wisdom of the Ages. Take 3.
Rolling 2060.
Maybe a little bit faster.
1, 2, 3, 4.
listen to the wisdom of the ages. Listen to the words of many sages. Live each day as if it were your last. It's written in the stars. Your destiny is cast, and that hourglass runs too fast, no doubt, for the sands of time are running out. Listen to the wisdom of the ages. These words can be found in history's pages. Live each day, for happiness can't wait, and love while you may, but heed the hand of fate. If the finger points, it's too late, no doubt, for the sands of time are running out. But the man who turns and escapes somehow, and to such a man I'd bow.
I like that song. You know, I never heard it. Well, of course, that's one of the movies I never saw.
That was short and sweet.
It was, and it ended rather abruptly, didn't it? It's
mm-hmm.
Like, okay, that's the end. And so, as you noticed, I missed it. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. We can do that. That's fine. I've got something that I love. I love this song. I have never heard of it before in my life. I've never heard of this person before in my life. But I love this song. John sent it to me just this morning, so that was the first time I'd heard it. It's Joe Brown and the Brovers, spelled with two V's, V as in Victor, Brovers, like a three-year-old would say it, you know, Brovers.
Right.
I thought that was pretty cute, actually. That takes a little imagination, so that was kind of nice. But this song is called A Picture of You.
In the night there are sights to be seen. Stars like jewels on the crown of a queen. But the only sight I want of you is that wonderful picture of you. On a streetcar or in the cafe.
say. I like that one though, especially that little bit with the rhythm thing on his guitar where he's putting rhythm on the guitar. That's I think that's cool, because that's beating on the, using the guitar for a drum is what he was doing, and it's like, alrighty then. First, I remember the first time I heard that, it's like, what are you doing? He goes, it's okay, never mind. All right, whatever. I can deal with that, I suppose. Didn't matter if I could or not, that's what it was, so it's okay. I've got another one that we don't hear very often. And, in fact, I've only heard it twice, and I played it both times. So, John sent it to me this morning, and I just rolled right past it. There we go. And this, it's a home recording, which I love anyway, and it's a song that we just don't get to hear. It's called Mary Lou Brown. Loose with the laugh at the end. That's so cute. That's one thing I like about the rehearsals and the home recordings is that you catch when he's just being himself. And it makes it so much more fun. It's so much better. I love it. I am going to play Victoria's request now. So, honey, I know you've been waiting for this, and you said put this on Thursday, you know, because we couldn't find the proper length for it last week. Well, I found a proper length. I found a 3.5-minute version of the J. Geils Band song, Centerfold. So cool. My angel is a centerfold. Well, you better check that out and make sure. She might not be your angel, you know. Okay. You hear stories about stuff like that.
You never know, do you? You just
well,
never
yeah.
know.
And what the centerfolds have to do, it's that's a hard life. You know, that's a really hard life. I wouldn't want to do it. I really wouldn't. And it doesn't matter whether it's for Vogue or Red Book or whosoever, even Playboy. I wouldn't want to do it because it's hard. It's hard work. They make a lot of demands of all kinds.
Yeah.
But I ain't going there. Uh-oh. Nope. I only want to be... if I ever get there, centerfold for just one guy and it's going to be a whole lot better than this magazine stuff or public stuff. You know, you don't want to do all that stuff. That's hard stuff. It really is hard. Okay. Elvis Johnson, this one to me. Happy ending. Take 4, 5, and 6.
We're rolling. End title, take 4.
1, 2, 2, 2. Get me so upset, like Romeo and Juliet. I'm not smart enough.
They got down, I would also enjoy a good old cry.
Okay. Still rolling, Elvis. Say it again. We're rolling. End title, take 5.
1, 2, 2, 2.
One second, we're okay, take 6.
Here we go. 1, 2, 2, 2.
Us up a little bit. We like that. Now, I'm going to play this one. John sent me this, and it's, do you guys remember the name Bucks Fizz?
No.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me, honey. We did it, was it a year ago, 2 years ago? We did this song. They participated in Eurovision. I don't remember where they played, but they did participate in Eurovision. And this is, the band is called, there's 4 people, 2 guys and 2 girls. And it's a singing group. It's not the band. You know, they got to have backup. But this is called Making Up Your Mind. I know, isn't it great? It just makes you get up and want to bop. You want bop. But anyway, or jitterbug. Hey, you could jitterbug that. That'd be cool.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right. There you go. Jitterbug's fun if you don't have to do all the throws and the slide unders and all that fancy junk. I don't think I'd want to go there, but just the rest of the jitterbug's fun.
Yeah.
Don't slide me along that floor. There's slivers in there. Yeah, oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Are you ready, Ann? Are you just ready, girl? I know I can't hear you, but I'm going to do it whether you're ready or not. So Ann sent me a song. And we are going to play it now if I can find it. There it is. There it is. Ann sent me Put Your Head on My Shoulder. So here's our friend Ann.
Put your head on my shoulder, hold me in your arms, baby, squeeze me oh so tight, show me that you love me too. Put your lips next to mine, dear. Won't you kiss me once, baby? Just a kiss goodnight, maybe you and I will fall in love. People say that love's a game. A game you just can't win. If there's a way, I'll find it someday, and then you will rush in. Put your head on my shoulder, whisper in my ear, baby. Words I want to hear, tell me that you love me too. Put your head on my shoulder, whisper in my ear, baby. Words I want to hear, baby. Put your head on my shoulder.
Good job, girl. Good job. All right. That was really good. Excellent.
Mhm.
I'm sorry. I had an itchy eye. I can't seem to talk and scratch my eye at the same time. it's like talking chewing gum. I mean, you know, just or walking and chewing gum or something. This doesn't work. Anyway. I have no idea. You know, it feels so good to not be working. It feels, you know, financially maybe it's going to be a little tight, and I know that, but it feels so good to not have to get ready to go to work. I can sit here and do my show, and I can think, oh, wow, I don't have to go to work tonight. I'm good. Hey, all right. We can take our time, do what we want to, and not have to work. We can eat when we feel like it. I don't have to take naps all day long and waste my life. It feels really good.
Well, that's right. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I made this decision, and it's going to be so nice to get moved. I've got exactly 2 weeks before I leave for Georgia. Cool, huh?
Yeah.
I'm excited. I am so excited. I'm not excited about paying for the truck, but I am so excited to know that it's down to 2 weeks. I remember starting to count it when it was 21.
Have you already had your utilities turned on?
No, not yet. I'm not going to actually have them turned on until the day before I get there. The gal I bought the house from had them on the whole time the house was empty.
Uh-huh.
So, and same with the water. So I'm going to have it put in my name as of the Friday before I get there, because I'm going to get there on a Sunday.
Okay.
So, but I do have my house key. Cool.
Great.
Yeah, I had the lawyer send it to me instead of keeping it. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm getting there on a Sunday. Your office isn't going to be open. I'm not going to be able to pick up my key. You need to mail it to me.
Uh-huh.
That was really good. People in Georgia are so friendly. I love it. He said, hey, sure, I can do that. Popped it in the mail.
That's right.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I really loved it. All right, here's one we're going to – it's not Steamroller Blues, Susan. I'm sorry. Not yet. Okay? Just be patient. Be patient. Okay. This is, however, take 2 and 3 of Fever. Yeah, you might still need a shower.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. A fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. Through the morning.
Take it again.
LWB0098, take 3. Yeah. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever.
when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When they kiss us, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for sooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare, he gave me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his mistress, Daddy, won't you treat him? Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give.
Fuck. That was a good tempo. I was waiting for you that time.
Cool. 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 Or hot. I guess it depends upon your viewpoint. I love that, though, because I love the tempo. I love the beat of that song. And I have done that song. I have it in the studio, but I'm not going to play it today. I don't want to compete with Elvis. I don't think I could. Anyway, I don't want to, so we're good. We're good. I have another song that John sent me today. And this comes because he says, we need a September song. And the first one that popped to my mind was the Brothers Four with Try to Remember. And that is exactly the song that he sent me. So, I mean, that's the only September song, isn't it? That's what I think. So, hey, that's the only one it could have been. So, anyway, this is the Brothers Four at their Campfire 14 with Try to Remember.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and gray.
There's a nice, mellow fall song for you. And we're, what, 2-3 days into fall. You know, I know a lot of people love spring because of the renewal and the new growth and the green and all, especially if they live in snow country. And a lot of people love summer. Yes, I know a lot of people that love summer. I'm okay with it. But my favorite season is fall. It always has been. When you get the nice, crisp mornings, you go out and you walk the dog or you go for a walk or whatever, and you have the warm days that are up in the 80s, and then it cools down in the evening and you can have a fire in the fire pit, and it's just, you just enjoy that cool night air, and you know it's going to get cold enough to sleep really good. And yeah, you have quilts and comforters on the bed so you can snuggle down under and be warm while the air is just cold around you. I love fall. I absolutely love fall. That's not everybody's cup of tea, but I even like going out and raking the leaves because it's so nice to shuffle your feet through them. Don't jump in the pile of leaves. It does not cushion your fall. You don't want to do that.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I tried it a couple of times. And no, you don't want to do that. It looks fun, but the crash hurts. But
do you have a lot of trees at your new place?
Huh, honey? What?
Do you have a lot of trees at your new place?
Not actually in the yard, but around the edges of the property, there are some.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. I do have some trees. It's not completely cleared off. But when I get there, there's going to be more trees. So, you know, I'm going to plant some fruit trees, and I'm going to plant a couple of pecan trees. Yes, I know they're messy. I don't care. Yeah, there's going to be more trees on the property after I get to it.
Okay.
Because just plain green grass. I love having a yard, but not with nothing else in it. You know, that's kind of boring. So I'm going to do something with it. And it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. It'll take me a while, but I'll get there. It'll get done. Okay,
I just know you are.
Yes, I am fully expecting to. I'm really, really going to enjoy it. It's been a long time, well, 25 years since I've been able to have my own fruit trees and my own wood Everything like that. I do plan on putting in a wood stove as soon as I can afford it. But I used to be able to just go out on our own property and get wood, you know, and cut a Christmas tree. Well, I'm not going to have any pine trees like that, so that's probably not going to happen. But I'm going to enjoy just having my own property and to put breathing, living plants and trees on it. So,
well, good.
Yeah. Lilac bushes. Jasmine vines.
Oh, yeah, those are beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay, enough dreaming. Now, I got to get there first. So, dreams have their place. All our dreams have their place. But we can't let them displace the reality we have to live through to get them. So I got to think about moving right now. Oh, yeah, but it ain't going to be nice to get there.
Oh, it'll be here before you know it.
I know, exactly. 2 weeks from today, I leave. So a week and 4 days from today, I pick up my brother-in-law at the airport and bring him here and get organized and go and get the moving truck. That's going to be one heck of a busy week. But I've got a whole big load of weight lifted off of me, knowing that my neighbor is going to help us load the truck. And I am going to pay him. I'm not expecting him to do it free. But it's nice to have him to have said, yes, he'll help, because I couldn't get an answer out of anybody else I asked. So that was very, very sweet of him.
Oh, it is.
Definitely, yes. I don't mind paying him to help us at all. Okay, what I'm going to play now is, it's only a partial song, but it is a cappella. Just Pretend.
Just pretend I'm holding you and whispering things soft and low, and think of me, how it's gonna be. Just pretend I didn't go. You say, if you need me, you know what to do. I knew it then, I'd be back again. Just pretend I'm right there with you. And I'll come flying to you again. All the crying is true. Oh, I will hold you and love you again. What?
We'll just pretend. It stopped at an awkward. Yeah, that. Well, it's only partial. It's only partial. But man, that was so beautiful. And but it stops at an awkward place, and you got to finish the phrase for him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We'll just pretend. A little bit low for me, but that's all right. That's all right. Well, I got something to play for you guys. I don't know if you're going to consider it a treat or a torture, but it's me doing Till It's Time for You to Go.
No, no.
Yeah.
You're not a dream, you're not an angel, you're a man. I'm not a queen, I'm just a woman, take my hand. We'll make a space in these lives that we planned. And here we'll stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the start like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but in you came. And here you'll stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why, don't ask how, don't ask forever. Love me, love me, love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, still I'll stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why, don't ask how, don't ask forever. Love me, love me, love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, here I'll stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, I'll stay until it's time for you to go.
Ta-da-da!
Very nice.
Oh, thank you, everyone, for the gracious and nice comments. I appreciate them. Appreciate everyone. I just love to sing. I love to sing. I'm just thankful that I can. Wouldn't that be horrible if I tortured you guys with something I couldn't do? Oh, Lordy. That would not be good. That really wouldn't be good. Oh, I have another Elvis song that John sent me this morning. And this is one I have played twice before. I mean, count them on one hand, twice. This would be number three. And you never, ever hear this one. You never do. I don't know why, but it's one of those that you never hear. It's Alla en el Rancho Grande. Big Ranch. So here's Elvis doing it. Mm-hmm.
Rancho Grande, Cadillac Grand Medicine. Que le merecía. El negro merecía.
That little bit at the end we could probably do without, but they have to put that in there. You know, they gotta make their strokes too. So anyway, oh lordy, 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 yeah, they're still trying to figure out who the guy was on Hawaii 5-0 that died, who he played. You know, that's all right. I didn't watch it often enough to worry about it. Hey guys, you know, I got 7.5 minutes left, and I am going to play another song, but first I want to wish you all a good night, and to tell you I had an excellent time bringing all the music to you. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, because I did love doing it. And thank you, Sue, for being here for the whole show again, darling, even with your beep beeper. I hope you get that fixed before you go insane, darling.
Oh, I will. I'm going to call them as soon as we get off, and they won't take them 10 minutes to be here.
Awesome. That'll be fantastic. And thank you, Victoria, for being here and listening. You were gone for a little bit, but that's all right. You had to cool your phone off. I understand that. But you were here as much as you could be, and I do appreciate that, and I hope you enjoyed your request being played for you. And everyone that's out there in internet land that's listening, I know I have a lot of friends and relatives that do listen to the show, and they do enjoy it, and I'm glad they keep coming back, so they must enjoy it, right? They never say anything to me, but I know they're there because they always see when I post the link and like it. So we're good. And everybody in the chat, I hope you figured out what you needed to figure out, and we're all good with that. And you know what? I am going to play us out. Oh, and one thing I wanted to let you guys know, when I am on hiatus with live shows, I am going to play reruns. So there will be shows happening. I am going to try to post links for it. I will only have my phone and my data, so I have to be in somewhere I can get that, but I'm going to give it my best shot. So we'll see. Well, I didn't want you guys to just be hanging out there with dead air. You know, I know Shauna will be back by then, but what she's going to be able to do, I don't know. You know, it depends upon her schedule and Charles' schedule and what's going on. I know she'll be here on Fridays, but I don't know what her book club schedule is going to be. That remains to be seen. But you want to join her for that. But I didn't want you guys just left hanging out with nothing from me. So I am going to put reruns on, and I will post the links through my phone, and if I can figure that out. and you'll be able to listen to it, so that'll be good. And if you can remember how to just get to Blog Talk at when it's time for the show will start automatically. So the link just makes it easier for you, but you can go into Blog Talk and listen to the latest show that's playing at that time. So, in the meantime, here you go. You got your shower running, Susan, because you're going to need it in a minute. Here is the Steamroller Blues.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. Baby, I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul. Mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a demolition derby, a heavy hog, steaming John. Thank you very much.
Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me. Bring my faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
Darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I would beg and steal.
Beg and steal.
Just to feel
I want your heart
beating close to mine.
Oh.